As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you.
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3, I want to feel it so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. That's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about settling for less, and that's not what we should be doing, but we're going to look at that and see why we're doing it. Also, we're going to be talking about some herbs that can help you slim down if you're trying to lose some weight, and we'll see how much time we have after that. And we do have a quack report, and the devotional is today. We're over here in Malachi 3, one of my favorite passages. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. Prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there's not room enough to receive it, and all the nations shall call you blessed. I'll take it. I hope you are too. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, the FDA approved of a heart pill found to contain a deadly cancer-causing chemicals. We're going to be talking a little bit about that in the first part of the show, but cancer-causing chemicals found in heart drugs like blood pressure pharmaceutical drugs. One is manufactured by Novartis. It's called Vasertan, and it apparently contains high levels of DMF, which is dimethylfuramide, kind of similar as a carcinogen, similar on the plane like glyphosate, you know, like Roundup. Nice, huh? FDA currently allows up to about 8 million nanograms of this DFM in prescription drugs, but they're trying to get that reduced. So we'll see how that goes. Moving along in the quack report, here's another thing on prescription drugs tied to 50% higher dementia risk in older adults. This was a study that was in the Journal of the American Medical Association of Internal Medicine, and they said that there's a strong link that anti-chlorogenic drugs, particularly antidepressants and bladder drugs, antipsychotic drugs, anti-epileptic drugs can, over time, put you at a 50% higher risk of developing a dementia. So long-term association of these drugs offers a dementia risk, according to Carol Copeland. She's a professor of medical statistics at the University of Nottingham in the United Kingdom, and she was one of the lead authors on the study. So watch that out there. Last but not least in the quack report, rational suicide is being discussed, but it could set a dangerous precedent.
More seniors are weighing the possibility of suicide as a preemptive action, experts are saying. The concept of rational suicide is highly controversial. Some of the signs that a person may qualify for rational suicide would be if they had signs of depression, if their health is declining, if they had dementia, or they have lived long enough, a general guideline. Isn't that great? So according to Dr. Yates Conwell, he's a psychiatrist that specializes in geriatrics at the University of Rochester. He says, quote, "The concern that I have at the social level is if we agree that killing yourself is an acceptable, appropriate way to go, then there becomes this social norm around that, and it becomes easier to do, more common. And that's particularly dangerous with older adults because of widespread discrimination against old people. So as a society," he says, "as a society, we have the responsibility to care for people as they get older. Promoting rational suicide creates a risk of a sense of obligation for older people to use that method rather than to advocate for better care, which addresses their concerns in other ways." End of quote. I agree there, Doc. That's scary. God, rational suicide. What's rational about that? See, there's the language of illusion again, you know? Sort of like Planned Parenthood isn't about parenthood at all, is it? Anyway, that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, so we got a few minutes before we're going to go to radio break, but we're going to jump right down in here and talk about settling for less, okay? Settling for less is what, you know, most people are conditioned to accept in some vital areas of their lives, and some are calling it compromise or the best of a trade-off. So why would anyone settle for less, especially with regard to their health? Perhaps most don't understand that it is what they are doing, or they really don't want to invest the time to find a better solution. Nowhere do Americans settle for less more than in their healthcare. So more are waking up to choices that they have and the power to explore safer solutions and then reap those rewards. So we're going to take a look at the scientific medicine cabinet of their drugs and see some of their effects and see what's up there. And the Quack Report, I mentioned some of the drugs that they're concerned about causing risks of things like dementia and other things. Now, if we look carefully, we're going to see more and more prescribed medications that really put patients at risk of getting cancer. So we know that the mortality rate of cancer is awful. Therefore, drugs that increase a disease risk, such as cancer, should not be part of healthcare. Mm-mm. So we're going to be talking about that and this new study that was listed in the British Medical Journal that came out of Canada, very informative and very insightful. Big study, can't be denied. We're going to look at that right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Not a good thing. We're gonna change that. Well, right before the break, I was telling you about this study in October 2018. An article appeared in the British Medical Journal warning of a common blood pressure medicine that increases the risk of cancer. These are the ACE inhibitor drugs, and they've only been cleared as safe for use, get this, for short-term periods of time, less than 12 months. So patients shouldn't be on them for long-term. So patients do remain on these medications, obviously, for years. And previous studies have revealed this about the drug, but were considered studies too small to matter. However, the McGill University Canadian study investigated the drug to find that it, you know, does give patients lung cancer and tumors. So their findings were published, therefore cardiologists the world over should already know about this. So there really isn't any excuses that this research was too small of a sample and it didn't follow the patients long enough, because I find it kind of inexcusable that drug companies can test drugs for as little as 5 days, get an FDA approval to sell them, and then when scientists test the drug companies complain that the trial period of many months or years was too short a time or even adequate to show any results. Now, in the McGill study, they had, get this, 992,061 young adults starting at age 18 and over who had no previous incidence of cancer, and they treated them with these anti-hypertension ACE inhibitor drugs. They followed the patients from January 1995 to December 2015, so that's 20 years. So some of the patients did drop out of the study, but they did retain 449,016 patients or volunteers, and they remained with the study in which physicians were pronouncing about 7,900 of them with lung cancer. They concluded that the incidence of lung cancer occurred within 5 years of using three of the most popular ACE inhibitor drugs, rampapril, lisinopril, and nifedrofil. I think that's how you pronounce that one. So the drugs, they said, cause about a 1.78 people in 1,000 to get the cancer. And there are about over a million people in the UK taking these types of heart medicines. And according to the American Heart Association, 75.5 million people are on these medicines. So according to these percentages in the McGill study, that means 12 to 25 million people are going to get lung cancer within 5 or 10 years on these ACE inhibitor drugs. That's outrageous. Outrageous. That's not making major news, Frank. That's not on the news. Now, in 2008, Medicaid and Medicare spent $309 million on these drugs alone. That's a lot of cha-ching. Here is a quote from the McGill study from the British Medical Journal of October 26, 2018. And it says, we concluded that by taking ACE inhibitor medications, it increases the risk of lung cancer by 14% within 5 years. And if taking the drug for 10 years or more, the risk increases to 31%. I bet that's not in the insert for the drug. What do you think, Frank? No, 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 no. It's not in there. I don't think. Well, additional conditions we need to be aware of. If you dig into the drugs themselves, you're going to find other conditions they are legally prescribed for. And they're also very well may be off-market uses of these drugs to investigate. So Rampopril, for instance, it's used to treat blood pressure, congestive heart failure, kidney disease, and diabetes. Lonisoril is used with other drugs for combination drug therapies and especially used for cardiovascular conditions. And pirnifotrofil is used for congestive heart failure and also blood pressure. Dr. Asim Malhotra, cardiologist at the National Health Services in the UK, he says one in three people of 75 years of age are admitted to hospitals due to adverse drug reactions, and one quarter of these patients die. Aha. Uh-huh. Well, let's look at the death certificates then. Huh? Well, vital statistics often use death certificates to chart the death by disease, but we know this information is skewed due to many reasons, including prescription meds. So according to VitalCheck, which is the leader in government vital records, physicians often refuse to sign death certificates if they are unsure or are suspicious of the cause of death. So if a physician is uncertain about the cause of death, such words as probable or presumed may be used. And physicians should really take into account all conditions and prioritize those conditions if there have been multiple medical issues. For instance, a medical examiner must determine if the patient died with rather than of their disease. So did the medication side effects cause the demise is a question that should be looked at. So what family members also need to look closely for is the use of terms that should never be on a death certificate, such as the words infirmity or advanced age. An autopsy may be necessary to determine the cause of death, but overall the leading causes of death on a majority of death certificates in the United States list either heart disease or cancer, when it should list medical errors and medications. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Martin McCary, oncologist, Johns Hopkins Transplant Center. He says, too often the healthcare system silences people around a problem, end of quote. VitalCheck says, the wrong cause of death may appear on a death certificate when it is unknown or could have been the result of more than one health issue. End of quote. And also the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health says, the high error rate in death certification has been documented in multiple prior studies. So they know they have a problem. Death certificates aren't always reflecting the truth. It's not adding up because in the state of New York, Bob Anderson with the National Center for Health Statistics noticed that 40% of the death certificates were listing heart disease as the cause of death. And he says, quote, after investigating 70 hospitals, we found they overreported coronary heart disease by 91%. We found that one in three death certificates listed the wrong cause of death. And also he goes on to say, we really don't have a good sense of how accurate death certificates are. Based on well-conducted studies, we estimate the nationwide cause of death is inaccurate 20 to 30% of the time. Well, in 2017, guess what? Missouri found a similar problem where their hospitals were reporting incorrect causes of death 48.5% of the time. And in that same year, Maine reported 33 to 40% inaccuracy in their death certificates. And Vermont reported 51%, quote, major errors as the cause of death on their certificates. Huh. Well, and according to Emily Carter, she's a medical doctor at Maine Medical Center, she says most medical examiners train at the same or similar institution. The true extent of the problem is that results vary so widely that it's hard to accurately assign a cause of death, end of quote. I thought this was the scientific thing, you know, they had it all worked out. So they're kind of guessing sometimes. Well, let's look at the forms. The forms can't be hard to fill out, right? Most people think, hey, the medical examiner fills out the death certificate, but they don't. The job filling out the blanks in the death certificate is given to the lowest person on the totem pole that don't have any training. They don't have any training on how to do that. Also, the new electronic systems for death certificates, they don't list every possible cause of death that they can click on to fill in the blank. So they're left with either guessing or selecting the closest inaccurate cause of death listed. Here's a quote from Barbara Waxelman, a medical doctor at Tri-Health Center Institute in Cincinnati. She says, early in my career, I was inexperienced in filling out the death certificates. In one instance where the patient died of sepsis, which is blood poisoning, the electronic system required I enter the cause of the sepsis. I was unsure of the cause, and I made my best guess. And many times we do not know why a patient died, but the system forces us to put something down, and it may not be an accurate diagnosis. Well, this is just, you know, insane. Because, you know, that diagnosis can cause a lot of problems, and we're going to get into what can it can cause there. Here is also another quote from Waxelman, who says, in one study, nearly half of the physician residents in New York City said that they had knowingly reported an inaccurate cause of death due to either ignorance as to the cause or were forced to pick something from the limited list, end of quote. So death certificates, you know what death certificates are used for? They are used in life insurance payouts. They are used in criminal trials, civil estate litigation, malpractice lawsuits. If 20 to 50% of them are inaccurate, just imagine the implication. So what amount of error is acceptable in this scientific field? I have to ask it. What amount? All right, so what level of influence, you know, all kinds of influence can creep into what is put on a death certificate. Human error, intimidation can influence. Also, bribery can influence the outcome, couldn't it? So why do health certificates rarely list the cause of death to be a result of medications? Well, you know, we're gonna dig a little deeper on that, and we got much more to cover on that before we go to our second stack of stuff, but we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Right now.
To developing kidney stones, nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Kidney Stone Formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Sorry, I'm back here. I'm sorry, Frank. I had my butt pushed in. My fault. Okay, so why do death certificates rarely list the cause of death to be the result of medications? For instance, a patient with heart disease on heart meds would be listed as a casualty of heart disease on the death certificate and not from premature death by the heart drugs themselves. So according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, there are a number of deaths by drugs. In 2007, they actually conducted research titled Surveillance of Prescription Drug-Related Mortality Using Death Certificate Data. And they listed, of course, the overdose courses on opioids, but they also stated there was an increasing number of deaths by antidepressants, anticoagulants, and antibacterial medications. According to them, they said in 2003, there was a 55% increase in deaths listed as having a prescription medication as the underlying cause, resulting in 25,031 deaths. Dr. Asim Malhotra, cardiologist, National Health Service, UK, says institutions such as universities, medical journals, and physicians collude wittingly or unwittingly with the medical industry for financial gain. He also goes on to say, we need de-prescribing and full access to the raw data from drug clinical trials for independent scrutiny. This would encourage pharmaceutical-sponsored research to be conducted at a higher ethical level. I personally regard all industry-sponsored studies as marketing until proved otherwise. End of quote. Well, you know, getting to that true data is going to be helpful. I would say the data is there to determine what the major cause of most of the deaths, premature or otherwise, are in the country and all civilized world, is probably prescription medicines. Sometimes medical error is listed as a cause of death, but this evokes the protection of unintended harm. And physicians and hospitals, they don't make the medications they dispense. But drug companies are rarely held accountable, and if they are later on, they've already made billions of dollars on the drug therapy so that any financial penalty kind of pales in comparison. So we know why this information is suppressed and buried, and drug companies tell politicians, physicians, and judges what they want. All right, so the majority of people are not taught how to take care of their health by natural means, so they rely on a healthcare system riddled with deception and corruption. Patients, in effect, are settling for not the best care, and they're putting their life at risk. Now, I'm not saying all facets of healthcare are that way, but a lot of it is. You're kind of like a statistical commodity. It can be hard to realize, it's a hard thing to realize that physicians which prescribe drugs may very well be just as duped as their patients by the drug companies. Malpractice litigation is ruled by what is accepted in the medical textbooks. And who publishes the medical textbooks? Well, it's the drug companies. So due to the lack of transparency, accountability, and ethics in the drug area, the people who rule over the medical establishment really look at patients as statistical commodity. And this is not to say all physicians are bad. That's not what I mean. There are many good physicians out there trying to help patients find better ways to improve their health. And a lot of doctors are prescribing less antibiotics. They're looking at more natural ways to go about things, and that's good. So have an understanding and wisdom is what we need, and discernment, right? I think healthcare shines in trauma care. And that's to get stable. But once you get stable, you shouldn't be on all these meds for the rest of your life. You know, patients need to understand that a majority of the prescription drugs were not meant to be used as a lifeline for your lifetime. Many drugs cause addictions and rebound effect, which magnify your illness. Often the drugs will also incur a risk of a secondary disease, such as with the ACE inhibitor drugs. So why do physicians continue to prescribe drugs long term? Well, usually it's because they really don't have any other answers, and they are taught to prescribe, and they are really basically drug reps in essence. So if drug companies were gone tomorrow, what value would the average physician have? Now is really the time to learn how you can reverse the diagnosis. And I think it's really important that, on the other hand, you know, nutrition is from God and his perfect chemistry to nourish the body that he created. So whole food nutrients are the way to go because it contains God's perfect chemistry. So if you'd like to learn how you can overcome many of the health problems that we face today, Apothecary Herbs has their organ cleanse kits, immune boosters, and metabolic strengtheners. It puts the power back in your hands. You can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address. Check it out. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. So you have a lot of power. God put that nutrition in your hands through medicinal plants. Your diet, your food chemistry is perfect. He created it for the body he created, so he knows what works best. Scientific medicine tends to guess a lot. It's a theory. It's a scientific hypothesis. They're guessing at amounts. And a lot of times they may get something short-term right, but long-term it may have devastating effects. So look into your options is what I'm saying. Research all your treatments recommended to you. It's your duty to do that. This is the vessel that God gave you to house the Holy Spirit, so it's your due diligence to keep it alive and healthy and well, and not to put anything in it that would be adverse. So thepowerherbs.com, check them out, 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog. Also, I've been put on alert that there will be a 4th of July sale coming soon. So look for that. If you haven't signed up for the free online newsletters, there'll be an announcement in them. You can do so at thepowerherbs.com just by clicking on books and newsletters. And so you can also get on the master list. If you don't want the newsletters, you can request to be on the master list to get notified of the sales. So good time to save while you enjoy the holiday. All right, we're going to talk about slim and down with some herbs. I know a lot of people call me and say, hey, what can I use that's safe that I can, you know, drop a few pounds? You know, it is bathing suit season and all that. People want to look cute in their jeans and their shorts and all. Very popular time to slim down usually is, you know, what, after New Year's, right? People start doing their resolutions and looking for diet things, getting all ready for the summer months. This is a major concern for people, and so it's important. Well, let's look at some of the things that people look at. They look at food plans. You know, they get into these expensive food plans. Well, I had a hairdresser once that would do the Weight Watcher thing, and I said Janet, I said, do you think this Weight Watcher thing helps? And she thought it did, but you got to stick to the food plan. Once you get off the food plan, everything falls apart. And the problem is people tend to jump off the food wagon plan. They do. They get bored. They're tired of it, maybe tired of the expense of it. And 30%, you're paying about 30% more per week in your food expenses usually with these food plans, and people get tired of that. So what other ways do we have? Well, we're going to get to those. A lot of people do the extreme dieting, which I don't recommend. Some people use now intermittent fasting's not bad. It's pretty safe. Check with your doctor, of course. But if you've got 24 hours in a day, just pick 8 consecutive hours in which you would eat, and after that you don't eat, and that typically helps you shed a few pounds. The body starts to burn more fat. So if we're kind of, what do you call them, Frank? The people that kind of nibble throughout the day, they graze, they call them grazers, right? Well, if you're kind of like that, pick 8 hours. Just stay in the 8 hours. And then watch the carbs, you know, the breads and stuff. If you kind of limit your breads, or do you go to a gluten-free type bread, that'll help as well. And so you want to diminish those fat cells and not help them hang around. So you want to find a really good nutrient balance and a lifestyle that fits you, because that's what you're doing. You're adjusting, you're tweaking your food intake, which is your lifestyle. So this is going to be an everyday thing. This isn't going to be one of those food plans you dump. This is something that you're going to go for the long term with. And that's the best way to lose and manage your weight. And you want to watch the diet aids. A lot of, you know, diet aids out there on the store shelves. Be real careful of those, especially those with the, artificial sweeteners, which actually make you crave sweets and carbohydrates. So really, the aspartame stuff, really stay off of that. So let's get to some of the herbs that can help us out. You'd be surprised if you just add a few simple herbs to your lifestyle, you can reach a lot of your weight loss goals much sooner than you think. So we want to make sure we're adding some organic nutrition that will satisfy our system and reduces our hunger pains and the need for more volume of food. So the more nutrient-packed and based your foods are, the more satisfied. Oh, we got to take a break, Frank. I'm sorry. Am I long? I am. I'm so sorry. Got to take a break. Be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
You know, some of the herbs are going to help us lose that. You know what I like to use, and it's really easy. It's a really common thing. You eat apples. apples are excellent food source for, and also are very good for weight loss. The fruit is essentially a digestive tonic, and the fiber and the pectin in the apple help to strengthen your digestive tract and improve nutrients, absorption of nutrients to offer that full satisfied feeling. So you're eating less and you're snacking less, pretty much. So an apple a day can really help the body to purge about 10 or more pounds of fat over the course of a 12-month period. So just add some apples, you know, whatever kind you like, hopefully organic. The conventional don't really have much taste to them. So get some organic apples and eat them all the time. Share them with pets. Your pets love them. You know, dogs love apples. So, you know, share them with some pets. Frank says he lost 40 pounds in 60 days eating apples, potatoes, and butter. Well, good for you, Frank. Didn't you say you used Bragg's apple cider vinegar, too? A lot of people will use that to improve digestion, hydrochloric acid. And that will also help improve the weight loss. Now, one of the other herbs that I like to use is burdock root. It tends to relieve a lot of congestion in your system so that more fluids move freely, and also the body's able to dissolve and move out fat. So it's one of the most underused herbs for cleansing the body and also purifying the body of fat. So burdock root is an essential herb that you might want to utilize. Now, I also like, obviously, cayenne pepper. It improves circulation through the system. So, you know, if you got a stagnation in your system, you're going to hang on to more impurities and more fat. So what we're doing is we're improving the circulation of the body fluids. So, therefore, you want to reduce also the cellular stress when you do that. So circulation helps to reduce cellular stress, which I love. And also, it's an excellent herb to help, you know, perk up your thyroid. When also, if you want to pair it with a little black walnut. So black walnut helps feed your thyroid gland the natural iodine it needs to help the metabolism out. So it's also very good. It's loaded with beta-carotene, your vitamin A, cayenne is, and it helps repair a lot of mucous membranes, and tissues will heal faster if you've got cayenne. And it also will boost up body temperature if you tend to be cold, if you're kind of one of those people that are always hitting the thermostat. So a cayenne is very good. It helps your cells, get this, it helps your cells burn more fat. So cayenne pepper, and the hotter the better. So yeah, something around the habanero kind of heat level is what I use. Another herb that is really fabulous is dandelion. It's packed full of minerals for balanced electrolytes. Kind of acts like a system purifier. Dandelion also improves your bowel transit time, helps the liver to store vitamin A and remove more liver toxins. It protects the intestinal floras. It reduces bloating and also helps improve the absorption of natural iron and your potassium and your vitamins A, C, and E. Of course, dandelion is rich in flavonoids, reduces inflammation throughout the body. And, of course, recently, Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada, found that it also kills all known cancer cells, but it leaves healthy cells alone. So dandelion may be an herb that you might want to tap into. Frank's asking, how many heat units do I need in the cayenne? I've got 90,000. We're looking for 250, Frank. So boost that up a little bit. 250,000 Scoville heat units, so hotter than a jalapeno. So the habaneros is where I usually go. So, you know, you can cut some up, put it in your salad, put it in your vegetable juice, zing it up, and it'll be good to go. Another herb I like is fennel seed. Puritans used it during fasting to reduce their hunger pains and curb their appetite, but it's also excellent to remove a lot of gas and bloating as it improves the function of your pancreas and your gallbladder and your entire digestive tract. It likes to soothe the muscles of the digestive tract to reduce unwanted spasms or cramping, and it is loaded with antioxidants. It's antimicrobial. It has wonderful flavonoids to help purge impurities. So fennel seed is really good. So when we streamline the digestion and we get the circulation going, hey, the body's able to dump unwanted fat. Get it? Okay. On my list also is garlic. Garlic, natural herb to improve and protect your digestive tract as well. Has some cardiovascular system aids. It does cleanse arteries, and it reduces a lot of high blood pressure in a lot of people, natural blood purifier, and also blood thinner. So it is an excellent herb to use while you're wanting to reduce weight to help the body regulate blood sugars as well, and has this consistent time-release energy inside garlic. So wonderful thing to utilize as a time release. One of the things I also like is long chain nutrients, especially if you're wanting to eat less. So there's a reason like they combine at breakfast carbs and fruits, because together they have these long chains and it's a time release of energy. I personally go with the gluten-free type of breads or bagels for breakfast, so you can absolutely take advantage of that with your fruits. So definitely a way to go, and I encourage people to check that out for a long chain time release energy throughout your morning, so you're not, you know, snacking or hitting the vending machine. So and Frank loves garlic. I'm glad you do. One of the other herbs that people don't even know about is called gentian root. And gentian root is this wonderful herb. It has this overall toning of the digestive system, and it will stop stomach aches, and it helps you to avoid overeating. So if that's been a problem for you, that you kind of sit down and you eat too much, or, you know, you're at the, you know, all-you-can-eat buffet, take some gentian root with you. That way you won't overdo that. And it improves the digestion, helps move that food out of the stomach into the small intestine, so it's not putting a lot of pressure and giving you acid reflux and digestion and heartburn. It also is very helpful at reducing nausea. They often use it for anorexia and diarrhea, so excellent herb to have for that. Ginger is another kind of a circulatory herb, especially helps with blood sugars, especially if you're eating carbohydrates. It has this ability to reduce the gas and improves the circulation in the small digestive tract and also the capillaries of the digestive tract, while it boosts your metabolism. So it's got that wonderful two-for benefit. It also is an anti-inflammatory, and it's been an herb on the list for centuries to reduce things like nausea, overeating, and reducing, if you have too much acid in the stomach and your acid pumps are coming on, ginger will help with that. Another herb is ginseng, American or Siberian. Some people are sensitive to ginseng, so, you know, do your homework on that first. It does boost your metabolism to provide you with more energy so you can burn more fats. You do not want to use this with a diet aid, and you do not want to use this with stimulants, because ginseng has its own natural ability to stimulate you. The herb helps the body eradicate also a lot of pathogens quickly and to relieve a lot of gas, and less stress on the system means more energy for you to function better and to burn more of the fat and calories. So may want to check out ginseng. Of course, we were talking about the liver a minute ago. Milk thistle is a great liver herb. It helps antioxidants with the liver tissues. So it's very, very good to help the liver out, especially when its job is to regulate blood sugars, cholesterol, hormones, and enzymes, and to detoxify you. So the liver is a very important organ. I love to take care of it with milk thistle. Excellent herb to have. And it helps also cleanse impurities out of the blood, including your fat deposits. So milk thistle is excellent to help that. So the choice is yours. You got a bunch of things you can pick from. You don't have to use all these herbs. You can use some of them. So we've talked about apples, burdock root, cayenne, really hot cayenne. We've talked about dandelion root as well as fennel seed, garlic, gentian root, ginger, ginseng, milk thistle, all these herbs. By the way, gentian root is what they make vermouth out of. If you remember back in the 40s and 50s, it was customary to have a adult beverage with vermouth in it a half hour before dinner. It was used to prepare the digestive system, and especially if you're eating a rich meal, it kept you from overeating. So the adult beverage with vermouth had another you know, benefit. It wasn't just, you know, to relax people, that too, but it did help them to keep them from eating too much at the dinner table. So gentian root, though, you can skip the adult beverage and just get gentian root. All these herbs are available at the Apothecary Herbs store at thepowerherbs.com. They're included in their catalog. If you haven't gotten their free product catalog, do so. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. They do have a section in their catalog for digestion herbs if you want to look at that. But if you have any questions, give them a call. Definitely, you can download the catalog too from their website as well. So thepowerherbs.com. But if you'd like a printed version mailed to you free of charge, just, you know, contact them. You can order the catalog free of charge off the website or call them at 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. So see, you have some ways to drop the weight naturally and safely with non-toxic, you know, not expensive options, you know, so you don't have to worry about, you know, getting all kinds of weird chemicals and things that are advertised on TV that you just, oh, I just don't know about that. Well, you know, God's chemistry is always superior to what the lab can put together. That's what I say. Go with the whole food product God designed. You cannot go wrong. ThePowerHerbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. I am just about out of time.